So, a year ago, or more than a year ago, I was thinking that living in a cottage in the countryside of Sweden was like my kind of rock bottom renting apartments. I thought that this was like the lowest I can go, but... I was making myself happier by saying that now it couldn't get any more worse. It could only get better. But after this move, it probably will get worse. And I will probably have to find better after that, hopefully. I know that worse will probably be like sleeping outside, being homeless, or like sleeping at work, which I actually thought of, because I really don't think that I will find an apartment to rent in less than a month, and I really hope that I can find a room where I can have my cat, and where he can... like, not suffer from me being kicked out of the apartment so fast. And I feel like... I mean, I am depressed. I have PTSD and I don't really want to live anymore. But I feel like for my cat, I wasn't going to kill myself until I was 40 years old. And I think that he probably will be dead by then. Because he's 5 now and I'm 23. So yeah, he probably will live like 10 more years or more. And I want those 10 years or more to be the happiest of his life. But I feel like he's going to go through everything I am going through during my 20s and probably till my 30s, if I'm lucky. And I want him to still be happy and feel like I really care about him, because I do. I know that when I was going to get him from the shelter, I made a house for him out of carton. Moving boxes. And when I made that for him and made a really soft pillow inside of the little hut he was going to be sleeping in and stuff, I was like crying because I really wanted him to feel like he was loved or is loved, even before I even adopted him. I wanted to know that this little life he has that he could live like really good and healthy and be able to do funny stuff, be able to go out, be able to like explore and be happy, and that he get to live a really beautiful life before he dies. And I just want that for my cat. And I think that when I heard that my landlord wanted me to move out, that I just felt like I needed to fight and not just give up and kill myself. I needed to fight for my cat. And yeah. And I mean, I read on Reddit that there was this woman who had a photograph of her cat, and she said that he has been with her for like 18 years, and it's a miracle that he's still alive. And I was thinking, I was like 18 years there, that's a lot of goddamn years. And in the comments, she said that it was amazing that he had actually lived through her, like, 20s and a bit of the 30s. And she had gotten married and gotten divorced and moved to places and had, like, boyfriends, breakups, and finished, like, college and university and everything like that. And I was just thinking, like, that's what my cat is going to do with me. And I also saw in the comments that probably that cat that this woman had for so long, that he probably was going to die soon, and that everybody in the comments were so nice, and they were wishing him, like, good luck in heaven, and saying that he had been a really good boy. And I am crying right now. Oh my god. It was just so beautiful to think that someone that is so small and so unlike us can just can just live with us and just be friends for such a long time, even though they have so little lifespan compared to us humans. So right now I'm fighting for having a good place for my cat, making sure that I am second place, because if I put myself in first place, I'd probably just kill myself, because I don't want to go any lower than this, really. I don't want to make a big effort of everything, and I hope that I have the energy to just continue fighting so I can have a good home for my cat. I've been talking about my cat a lot now, but it just feels so weird taking care of someone else when you need to take care of yourself. And I need to take care of myself, but I'd rather take care of my cat. And the doctors is okay with it, because as long as I'm alive, they are damn happy. And I won't kill myself when my cat is here. And this is getting depressive. And I am getting depressive because it's late right now. I mean, it's not really that late, but I know that in the end of the day, if I've been at work in the morning or anything, my mental state is just so, so, so weak. It's been strong all day, holding me up, cheering up old people and being a good workmate and everything. And now I'm tired and I'm sad and I'm letting myself be that. And I hope that I can sleep tonight. I slept a little in the afternoon, so I'm probably gonna have a hard time falling asleep until, like, late. But yeah, tomorrow I'm going to Gothenburg, and I'm taking the early train, and I'm gonna, like, leave a bag to my friend that he forgot to, like, take it back when he visited me, so I'm giving it to him, because it's ruining my decoration at home. It doesn't fit my my theme for my home. Now my cat is stepping all over the phone. So if you hear somebody like muttering around, then it's my little cat. And he's not that little, he's kind of big actually. Oh, sorry. My foot was standing in the way. He was almost like falling out of bed. I'm sorry, Dai. My cat's name is Dai. His real name is Daikiri. The shelter named him. And I'm just like calling him Dai because it's shorter and it's easier. But when I'm angry, I call him his full name because that's what mothers do. Oh my god, did you just fall again? Don't you learn? Well, his mother never learned, so he doesn't learn either. And now I'm feeling kind of happier that he's here with me. I thought that he was going to be out partying all night. Probably will go out and party later, but yeah. He likes to get in fights with the neighbor's cat. And he's probably going to miss the neighbor's cat when we move. Or probably not, because he really hates him, but yeah. I'm thinking about getting him a cat buddy, but I can't really afford that right now. I mean, I can't afford another cat, but it would make, like, economy and budgets a lot more difficult. I mean, my budget right now is really good. I have money over every month, and I mean, I have money left every month, and but it's just like if something happens, like if my computer breaks or if my phone breaks, my budget is kind of like not that stable that it can hold that kind of like crash. And yeah, it's not good if I may say so. But I'm probably going to sleep now. I'm going to close the door so my cat won't go out partying. He's probably going to wake me up at 2 a.m. or 2 in the night. And just like be like, hey mom, I want to party. And then I have to let him out because if I don't, he will meow for like an hour. And I will sleep like so freaking bad. And I have to go up at 5 in the morning. So I can't do this. So I guess this is goodbye.